Our mission for the month of August, you've probably seen in our bulletin and in our newsletter, is the 31-8 Project. It's a mission that we've supported before. We've had Stacy come and speak here before, and I just saw, actually, Stacy has a new last name. I think she just got married, so congratulations to her. The motto for the 31-8 Project is to be a voice for the voiceless. And it comes from their namesake, 31-8, comes from Proverbs 31:8, which says, "Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute." In other words, be a voice for those who can't speak for themselves. And their aim is to fight against human trafficking in North Dakota and to be an advocate for victims of human trafficking within North Dakota, and they do a wonderful job at that. It's not hard, is it, to support a cause like that? It's easy to hurt for the people that they work towards, the 31-8 Project. We can hurt for those people. We can imagine, especially the young women that might be held in human trafficking, and we hurt for them, so we can easily support and pray and give our money to such a mission. But this morning we ask, do we hurt for everybody in that same way? Do we hurt for people with causes, beliefs, or ideas we don't support? Because in this passage from 2 Corinthians 5, which is a loaded passage, all sorts of different ways you can go on this, Paul says this, and the quotes, as I'm quoting from 2 Corinthians here, I'm quoting from a different translation than our Pew Bibles, just so that you know that. Paul says, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this thing, we have concluded this, that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died, and he died for all." Now, I've mentioned this before. When you see a word repeated several times, especially in a small place, it's very purposeful. And here, Paul is emphatic about the point that Christ Jesus died for everyone. He died for all. There are none who are excluded from the death of Christ. When Jesus went to the cross, everyone who ever lived and will live was somehow connected to his death. This means that Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. And I think and I hope you know that already. It also means that Jesus died for those who are trafficked like slaves. It means that Jesus died for the unborn, that Jesus died for the Democrat, that he died for the Republican. It means that Jesus died for those who are in the protests for Black Lives Matter. It means that Jesus died for police officers. Jesus died for the Latina and Latino. Jesus died for anybody in the LGBTQ community. Jesus died for your annoying neighbor. He died for your sister by blood. He died for your brother by faith. He died for the Muslim. He died for the Jew. He died for the Hindu. He died for the atheist. And so Paul goes on to say that because of this, we are to regard no one according to the flesh. In other words, we don't look at people with the eyes of the world. Instead, we are to look at people with the eyes of Christ, who values every single person on this earth enough to go to the cross for them. I don't know about you, but this is a monumental task for me to swallow. To see every person in this world with the eyes of Jesus. To value every person in this world with the eyes of Jesus is a monumental task. This passage shows me just how uncaring, how unloving, how un-Christ-like I am in regards to others. Almighty God has regarded you as a person worth dying for, as a person worth sending his son to the pain and torment of the cross for. Jesus died for all. But the difference that might exist between you and myself and the atheist out there, the Muslim, the Jew, the only difference, really, is faith. Jesus died for all, but faith receives the benefits of that death. The death of Christ is like a present presented to everybody in this world, and many people reject that gift. But by faith, that gift has been opened to you, and the benefits have been poured out upon you. Through faith, you receive the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection, and they are delivered to you by baptism, by hearing of the preached word, by Holy Communion. Through faith, you receive these benefits, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, molding your heart to be more and more like the heart of Christ. By faith, you receive the benefit of the Holy Spirit, which gives you the assurance that comes only by faith, that this world, because you believe in Jesus, isn't the only world you'll ever see. A far better one awaits you. By faith, you are an heir to the riches of God's grace. You are called child of God. By faith, and this is the biggest difference between a believer and unbeliever, is that you have received the forgiveness of your sins and live in the grace of God and know that eternity is yours. Christ died for all. And I want to make this point very clear. I'm not preaching universalism. Paul isn't preaching universalism. Christ died for all, but only those who have faith receive the benefits of that death. You enjoy the benefits of the cross. You enjoy the benefits of the resurrection. In this passage, though, Paul points to one word that helps us to understand what these benefits are. He tells us that since you have faith, you then have been reconciled to God. And that's the one word there. In other places in Scripture, in Romans, he'll say that we are all enemies of God as sinners. Here he tells us that as a person of faith, as a former enemy, you are now reconciled to God. You're friends with God once again. You're joined to God in a way that you weren't before. And it's all through faith in Christ. But now, as a person reconciled to God through faith in Christ Jesus, we are to regard no one according to the flesh. Instead, now Jesus gives us all a ministry to partake in. And it is a ministry of reconciliation. We are called as Christians, as people reconciled to God through faith, to go and bring this news of reconciliation to the rest of the world, to every person who Jesus died for, so that they would know that Jesus died for them and they could receive the same benefits that we have as well. You are called to a ministry of reconciliation, to bring the message of Jesus, to let them know the Lord loves them so much that he died for them, so much that he was raised for them, so much that he wants to be reconciled to them as well. But this ministry of reconciliation is only effective when we allow the Spirit to humble us and learn to see that Jesus died for all. Please pray with me. Oh, gracious Lord, it is a difficult thing to see everyone in this world as someone that you value so much that you sent your Son for them. Make it difficult also for us to see people living in a way that they have rejected the gift of salvation, that they have rejected the benefits and the wonders of your Son's death for them. Empower us, Lord, not only to live as people reconciled to God and to be humbled by that gift that you have given us, but to have a heart for those who need also to hear it. Help us, Lord, to hurt for those who are lost, to bring your message of reconciliation to them. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.